From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Chile, rescuers boring a shaft to reach the 33 miners who've been trapped underground for the past 2 months have just broken through. Now engineers need to decide if the shaft needs to be lined with steel pipes before the first escape capsule is lowered. It might be days before all the miners are hauled out. Hungarian officials have evacuated the village of Kolontar, southwest of Budapest, amid fears of a second leak of toxic sludge from a damaged reservoir at an aluminum production facility. Terry Schultz reports the new concerns come just as European Union experts arrived to help clean up the first deadly spill.
A dam is being urgently constructed, and residents of a neighboring village have been warned to pack in case they need to leave in a hurry. The European Union is sending in a team of environmental experts, and spokesman Ferran Taradelis-Espuny says EU partners stand ready to do more if needed.
The member states have come with more than 30 offers of experts that can be deployed on the ground from 10 member states.
Hungarian officials say the Danube River will not be contaminated, but Greenpeace contests the sludge is much more dangerous than the government admits. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Rocket-wielding gunmen have attacked a NATO supply convoy in Pakistan, destroying more than 24 fuel tankers. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Islamabad that similar attacks in recent weeks have destroyed around 120 tankers.
Local officials said that gunmen first fired on the parked convoy, probably to scare off the drivers, then launched small rockets at the tankers, which burst into flames. This attack happened in southwest Balochistan province. Pakistani Taliban have claimed responsibility for most of the attacks, but criminal gangs sometimes attack convoys and then sell the looted oil or supplies. The job of moving supplies through Pakistan has been made more dangerous by the closing of a key border crossing. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.
Pakistan has just announced that it is reopening that key border crossing. Police say the gunman who opened fire into a crowd of children at an elementary school playground in San Diego yesterday is refusing to answer questions. No one was killed, but the bullets injured two students. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Anna Tentakulis describes what happened.
A man carrying a gun walked onto school grounds and opened fire during recess at Kelly Elementary in Carlsbad. Police say two second-grade girls were grazed by the bullets. No one else was hurt. John Frederick Smith is the father of a boy who saw the suspect spray gunfire into the school. He was reunited with his son at a nearby park.
It just goes to show you never go to sleep angry, and you never let your kids go out the door without giving them a big kiss and a hug.
The suspect was tackled by some construction workers who were on campus making repairs. The police are not releasing a motive and are still interviewing the suspect. For NPR News, I'm Anna Tentakulis in San Diego.
And you're listening to NPR News. Britain's foreign secretary says a British aid worker kidnapped in Afghanistan a couple of weeks ago has been killed. In a statement issued today, he says Linda Norgrove was killed last night during an operation to free her. Norgrove and three Afghan colleagues were kidnapped September 26th in eastern Kunar province. Gospel music star Albertina Walker has died. Walker worked the gospel music circuit for more than six decades, and NPR's Sonari Glinton says she recorded more than 60 albums.
Albertina Walker's voice was gruff, soulful, and elegant.
I come through the fire, and I come through the flood. Yes, I am.
Mentored by Mahalia Jackson, Albertina Walker helped kickstart the careers of other gospel greats, Shirley Caesar and James Cleveland among them, in her group, The Caravans. In one of her last interviews with NPR, she gave advice to the newest generation of singers. And even though the audio quality is poor, her message is clear.
It's not just the singing. You got to live the words. Live what you're singing about.
Gospel star Albertina Walker was 81. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
President Obama is urging voters to keep Congress in the hands of Democrats. In his weekly address today, he says returning power to Republicans risks cuts in education spending. In the Republican address, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso accused the administration and Democrats of broken promises on jobs, the economy, and health care. He also criticized Democratic leaders for sending lawmakers home for the November elections without voting on the Bush-era tax cuts. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News. From Washington.